Hi, Filmy Film here. There is not going to be an official Film Pod episode this week because Edgar had to go to, let's say, Michigan. And so what I did was put together a bunch of bloopers and behind-the-scenes stuff. You get to see what it's like for us when we don't record useful things. Enjoy.
Okay, we're starting now.
Are we fucking ready for this, Edgar? Here we go.
It's recording already.
I know, it's already recording, so... Alrighty. So, introduction time.
You're in. I'm co-host.
Co-host, don't do the introduction. Main host, me, Filmy Film, Adam Kara.
We're co-host.
I said my last name. It's going on the internet. They're going to come and rape me now. Alrighty.
Yes, you're the.
Film Pod, because Filmcast is already taken.
Or a better name, just in case if we can't come up with anything better. I just repeated myself. Cut that out.
Yeah, we'll edit this out.
Dear.
Alrighty, we're taking
too long. Off of Bill O'Reilly.
Let's get to the topic. We're not going to talk about Bill O'Reilly right now. Maybe later. Did he win an Oscar? No, I don't think he did. Anyway, this is so going on the blooper reel.
Well, right now it's just a test run.
No, we're recording. We're doing it.
Yes,
we're doing it. They can't tell. They can only hear us.
Maybe these are really good mics and they can hear everything.
Anyway. See, people are going to listen to this and be like, wow, how the hell did those guys get so famous that I'm jerking off to them right now? Why am I doing this to their voices? They're going to listen to that, and then they're going to stop listening. But we already have zero listeners. Do you see how many readers? I have like 4 readers. And that's like you, and that's it. You count for 4 people.
I count for 4 people.
Yeah, because you're so awesome. Anyway...
I count for
17, but I don't read it.
Some of the more famous ones, anyway.
Yeah. No, you're not going to use that stupid ass voice. Let's go over the
stupid ass voice.
How the fuck do they do these podcasts? Damn it! All right, we're starting again. So, let's go over some of the. No, let's not.
Cool.
Obama's like an Oscar real life man.
Yeah. He should win an Oscar.
I mean, even look at him. He looks kind of like the Oscar. He got the build for it.
If he stood straight. Yeah.
Yeah. If he just... He always stands straight. When does he stand crooked? Probably when he's smoking.
Does he still smoke?
We sound like we hate Obama now. Now we just sliced our viewers in half again. But slicing zero
in
half.
Quarters, so we have a quarter of our original viewers.
Yeah, we have a quarter of zero. On to the next subject.
Anything divided by zero is still zero.
What do you think of Citizen Kane? Have you seen...
This is a test. Are you sure?
And now we're recording.
Yeah, it works. Nothing.
But it is through my microphone this time. Now it should fucking work, Edgar. Talk.
No.
So, it's already evident. Oh, we can hear the music and record? Hey, that's cool! I'm gonna leave that in. Sorry, listeners. I just didn't know we could listen to the music and record at the same time. Okay, so actually, this sounds way too loud, so I'm probably not gonna leave this in.
Damn it! It's the same poop.
Oh, it looks like it's working. I'm gonna say something.
Something. Let's see. Quick test run.
Alrighty, thanks for joining us inside the Film Pod. I'm really loud.
Yippee-ki-yay,
that's so quiet.
Motherfucker.
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 Quick test run.
It's all working.
Keep
good.
Singing, man.
That'll probably go at the end.
No, just keep singing.
Yeah, keep singing.
Singing.
You know, there was a celebrity impression that I could do damn well, and I completely forgot it.
Go for it now.
I don't remember. I still don't remember to this day. I was like Jimmy Stewart, Sean Connery, and then there was one other I could do. I don't remember.
You don't remember.
Let's go. Give me some celebrities.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No. Well, I can do that, but not very well.
I'm trying to think of what
Arnold
celebrities.
Schwarzenegger. Got to the chopper. It needs more cowbell. Which is Christopher Walken, but I think it sounds better.
What celebrities you try to mimic all the time?
I do Morgan Freeman, like, horrible.
Go for it.
Morgan Freeman. Hello, Miss Daisy. That's that last part. Oh, Jesus. I used to be able to do Michael Caine. And I just saw this thing with Mike, these two guys doing Michael Caine. These two British guys. So it's like, they already are a step up because they're already doing the same goddamn accent. But, they, you know, Michael Caine, he sounds like this with the brandy. And with the girl, and she was just 16, the little girl.
The one you molested?
Michael Caine. I didn't molest her. Okay, she told me she was 18. But goddamn, she was just 16.
And that could be her segue.
A segue? To what? Do you
think? Why was McMurphy put in the asylum?
Oh. Segue, this is not even. We're not using. We're going to use some of this at the end.
Bloopers.
Bloopers. But help me think, Edgar. When it's recording, maybe it helps me think.
Okay. I'm trying to remember.
Just give me another celebrity.
Christian Bale.
I can't do Christian Bale.
No?
Melvin Purvis. Guess what? Okay, what? Think there's an American actor who looks just like fucking Christian Bale. Or Christian Bale looks like him, actually, because he's older.
Who?
Robert Duvall. You're probably like, I don't even know who that is.
He sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's famous. He was in THX. Well,
no shit, he's famous.
But when I saw Public Enemy and Christian Bale, he does his American voice and he does like a sort of southernish American voice. He looks, because he does a squinty thing with his eyes and he talks and he sounds just like Robert Duvall.
Squinty thing like
squinting.
What you would call him?
Like Danny DeVito? Danny DeVito.
Oh. Robert Duvall. This Robert Duvall?
Yes. Christian Bale. Fucking and him. They look the same. Well, I mean, like, Robert Duvall looks like his father. I have to look at a younger picture.
If I could find a younger picture, then yeah. I could probably agree with you. Because, I mean...
Oh, he's fucking... Oh, wait. You saw Godfather? He's adopted lawyer's son.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He had red hair, though, but still, he looks like Christian Bale, kind of. They just have a similar thing with their eyes. Something about it.
Them having, like, near-closed eyes all the time?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just realized a movie that I want to watch, that one that we should review.
What?
City of God.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it won probably, like, Best Foreign Film or something like that.
I kept trying to remember it. I tried to explain to my brother, you know what? It's a good movie that you probably never heard of. And I just remembered the word God, so I just kept saying something God. Eventually, I just said the gods must be crazy and left.
Oh, Films Hack, they're going to do the gods must be crazy, too.
Okay. That movie deserves to be sacked.
Yeah.
Because the first Gods Must Be Crazy was actually really fun to watch.
Second one's good, too. It's just like, why did you make the second one, though? I don't... That's already, the point. You just watch the first one. It's the same experience. Like, Gods Must Be Crazy 2 does like the same thing. It just tries to do the same thing. Except which you can never do the same thing twice. And like, it kind of adds some things, but I don't know. Just watch the first one twice.
I just like the first one more.
Yeah. No, definitely. But the second one's not horrible.
No, it's not horrible. It's just, it deserves to be sacked if it was, if either one of them.
Well, yeah. Anyway, give me some more celebrators.
Celebrators.
People with voices and things.
I have Clint Eastwood.
No, I can't Brando. Do Clint Eastwood.
Marlon Brando. I could only do Marlon Brando from the Godfather and I sound like a retard.
Speaking of retards, one flew out of the cuckoo's nest. There we go.
They're not retards.
Oh, this is perfect. I'll use this when you're away, when you're in Florida, wherever the hell you're going.
Florida?
Oregon.
Yeah, this will be it. This will just
when
be
you're in Oregon, surrounded by a bunch of white people, feeling like a brown man.
They don't know what race I am, and now that you've narrowed it down, they'll
narrowed it down to brown. Okay. That's only like half of the earth.
They don't know how brown.
How now, brown cow?
You're a brown cow. Danny DeVito.
I can't do Danny DeVito.
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, great Scott! Marty, we've got to go to the chopper!
I actually expected him to do that throughout the whole film. Like, at one point, just out of nowhere, just break out of character and just start talking to Marty.
Even though that was before.
Yeah.
Because he's a lot younger in that movie. He looked like he fucking just got out of prison in that movie. He's gonna fuck someone up.
He actually was really, really fit. I didn't even realize how.
I thought he'd just start speaking in Klingon. He was.
Yeah, I know.
He was a Klingon.
I know. Just the pointing in my.
I don't even think he speaks any English in that movie. I think it's only Klingon. Klingon's easy. It's just hach, ech, ech, tach. But actually, Klingon's an actual language.
No. It's recognized as an actual language.
Well, not recognized as one. It is an actual language. No country, like, recognize. We recognize the ambassador from Klingon.
You never know. Alaska will adopt Klingon.
Yeah. You know that states can make their own official language. I think every nerd like that speaks Klingon should move to like Rhode Island or Alaska. You know, the two states are like the lowest population. Fucking get that ballot initiative. Make Klingon the national or the official language of that state. That would be the greatest thing ever.
It should be Rhode Island because I'm not traveling all the way to Alaska.
I know. I'd travel to Rhode Island just to hear the Klingons.
Exactly. I can imagine them all in makeup going up to the just the White House, the House of Representatives, just them, their governor, just completely.
Yeah, the governor in the fucking full Klingon outfit.
Oh, God.
That would be wonderful.
And that would actually be a better location for Comic-Con.
It'd be Klingon-Con.
Okay. You know, sci-fi.
But, anyway, give me another celebrity.
I'm trying to think of celebrities.
Yeah, I think this right here is just going to be that episode for next week. Right now, what we're doing.
Just anything we do?
Mm-hmm.
And people will be aware of it because we keep mentioning it.
Yeah. Okay. They'll be like, hey, they're talking about what I'm listening to right now. Oh, ha, ha. Dumbass people. Fucking don't even know shit.
Just don't edit this.
No, we're not going to edit this. I'll just put a warning in the front that we hate you.
We hate you, motherfuckers.
By the way, did you like Alan Rickman? Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. The way he says it, do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
Like, he's afraid to say motherfucker. He's just motherfucker. Sounded like Beavis or Butthead or whichever one.
It'd be Butthead. The one with the really...
That just sounds really weird to say Butthead by itself. You have to say Beavis and Butthead. If you remember Butthead? Are you a child? What are you saying? No, I mean the character in the show.
Dude, that's why you say Butthead from Beavis and Butthead.
That's too much to say, though. Hey, remember Butthead from Beavis and Butthead? Beavis and Butthead? Beavis and Butthead? Okay. I can do their laugh. That's their laugh. That sounds like their laugh, right? Are you a Beavis and Butthead
yes,
fan?
Yes, I am, actually.
I am not.
I wouldn't expect you to.
Yeah. Munchos! Listeners, listen to my munchos. Okay, now we're getting really fucking stupid. If they haven't turned it off by now... Okay, we'll just end it here. That's a good conclusion. And now we're just going to record for no reason because Edgar's leaving. He's going to Idaho or something.
Idaho. I'm going to every state, apparently.
Yeah. Where are you going? Oregano?
Oregano.
Okay, let's talk about movies at least.
At least?
Yeah, let's talk about what we're going to see. What do you got on your iPhone there? iPod. Touch.
iPod. I wish I had a phone.
Oops, I just hit the mic.
No! What decade do we want to go for? Out of the 70s?
Fuck the 70s, Edgar.
That's why I said out of the
70s. Yeah, out of that. We're in there too long. It's a nice era and all, but...
Gandhi.
No, that's a Best Picture one. Okay. Next week... Oh, wait. Next week you're not going to be here. So are we going to do Becoming Culture twice in a row then?
Should we? Because, I mean, we did do 2 weeks in a row where it wasn't...
No, but... The holiday special was. We're not making good television right now, Edgar. We'll talk about this later.
There's no television.
It's an expression. Monitor. Stop yelling like a harpy, like a banshee.
Like a banshee.
Well, I guess that makes good television.
You're good television.
I am good television. They should just have that Adam channel.
Just record you doing absolutely nothing.
Yes. So what have you seen that you feel like talking about? This could be from whenever.
For whenever. Wouldn't that be a bad idea? Shouldn't we watch movies that we haven't seen?
No, I'm talking about right now for this this episode that's bloopers and pointless crap that people listen to because they have nothing better to do because they're our friends.
Or there are super strong fans that find us
Hector,
in the future.
Who's both, I guess. Oh, yeah, the fans that find us in the future that they're getting this as part of the DVD collection that we have.
We'll release this on DVD.
The part of the president's recommendation, President, I'm going to say Bill Clinton again. Because they'll amend the rules. Yeah. Oh, in 2027, because he's still alive then, because they've figured out all the health problems. Us here on the coast, because it's the coast now, because there's global warming. And the president will recommend our podcast. Bill Clinton again.
As a national treasure.
Yeah. Sweet. Oh, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was deemed by Congress to be something.
Significantly cultural or...
Yeah, of yeah. significant cultural value and put it in there.
1993.
The one of the protected films of whatever.
Yeah. I think Schindler's List was too.
Really? You know who directed that?
Please no.
Spielberg. Okay, I'll just say that. Spielberg. There was this on YouTube. I just recently watched
War of the Worlds.
What about War of the Worlds?
We should do that one next.
Edgar, you're making me happy.
Yeah, it's apocalyptic.
Yeah, let's do War of the Worlds next week. Or not next week, but 2 weeks next. From now. Yeah.
Or next Friday, depending on whether you want to release a weekend episode.
No, I'm not doing a weekend episode again. It's okay. Too much to do. We don't get the good news in there.
That's the fun point.
Yeah, we get like we'll win an Academy of Podcast Award for our review of Prometheus.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two teenagers getting
Edgar, you're boring me.
You bore me.
I make great television. They love me. They're listening to me right now, they're just laughing their dicks off. And the ladies are laughing their lady dicks off. Oh, Jesus, no, we're gonna lose all of our listeners with this episode, Edgar.
And the
But we're gonna gain ladies. A bunch of freaky ones. So, doing just this.
Stop role playing. No.
Oh, Jesus, I just imagine like people role playing as us. We're not even that famous.
There's yet. No images of us.
I know, but they can picture how beautiful I look from my voice.
Oh.
Okay, back Fabio to movies at least. Let's talk about movies at least.
I'm looking here at the more recent Academy Award winners. Slumdog Million Poop.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What does that have to do with anything?
Give me.
Didn't we talk about that? We talked about that in the unreleased pre-first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'll probably take a lot for this episode that you're listening to right now, listeners. Unless I edit this out, which I'm not. Because I'm lazy and I don't feel like editing much. I'll just slap it all together.
Well, then give me your reason why it's Slumdog Million Poop.
Because it's bad. Actually, it's not a bad movie. It's just not best picture it by any means. Did you like it?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, no. It's not a terrible movie, actually.
I still think
it's just it pisses me off that it won best picture. There's so many better movies. And like... Give me something else to talk about. Something I like.
Something you like?
Yeah.
Spielberg.
I like Spielberg. Have you seen Super 8, which isn't Spielberg?
No. Have you?
It's J.J. Abrams. Yes, I saw Super 8. I liked it. A lot of people hate it. Like, a lot of critics hate it because it panders to critics, I guess. To me, it's not pandering to critics. It's just J.J. Abrams making, like, fan Spielberg movies. Like, a movie influenced by Spielberg. Which is what it is. That's just like, it's like what you remember from a Spielberg movie, but it's not actually a Spielberg movie. It's a J.J. Abrams movie. You know, the thing is, I like J.J. Abrams a lot. He's just Spielberg plus lens flare.
So he's our generation's.
Yes, Spielberg. He is. Well, he's not that great yet, though.
Well, it took a long time for Spielberg to
No, it didn't, actually. Boom, right off the bat, Jaws.
That was his third film.
He was like 2 years old, I think, when he made Jaws.
I wish.
Speaking of, like, you know, George fucking American Graffiti was nominated for Best Picture. I didn't know that.
I did.
Well, I did. Well, you, but I was just looking that up when I was looking about, you know, Academy Award winners for One Flew Over, that, like, American Graffiti got nominated, and that's his second movie. So, George Lucas is just, kapow, I am nominated and never win.
Yeah.
And he's done now. I don't know why once George Lucas did Star Wars, he stopped doing anything else other than Indiana Jones. But he never directed anything, and he hasn't written anything new now.
He's earning all he did is
Jaws, Indiana Jones, and Star Wars, and that's it. And it makes me sad.
What did Lucas do for Jaws?
He worked with Spielberg.
Did he?
Spielberg and George Lucas are gay lovers. Did you know that? They're not, but they're best friends. They're besties.
I knew that. I know that he produced George Lucas produced Howard the Duck, which I keep mentioning.
I need to actually get around to seeing that.
You won't like it.
Have you seen Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
No, I
haven't. Has its own song. I'll be playing that now.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
It's almost as surprising as the Blob song.
Okay, what else was there? There are two Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Two.
We can get it at the 7th version.
But we're getting back into Dustin Hoffman. When is Midnight Cowboy?
69.
Oh, that's the 70s, goddammit. 69.
Isn't the 70s, that's funny. I'm looking. I really don't see any movies here that really seem
captivating. We always watched Evil Dead. We're never going to get to that, though.
We'll get to it when they...
Oh, recently I saw, what do you call it? Jim Carrey's Christmas Carol. Which, I'll just say, it wasn't as good as the George C. Scott version, and that's really all I have to say.
So.
Oh, and another... Well, I can't really describe the movie in one word. Uncanny Valley. Wait, that's two words. But, yeah.
Explain it to them.
The Uncanny Valley is that magical place between...
Life and death.
Pixar and Avatar. They both have R's at the end. That's a nice way to say it. But it's movies like Beowulf, things like that. Polar Express is another great example. It's where computer generation, where you try to be as realistic as you can, but the technology just isn't there yet, and so it looks weird. See, like, Pixar is ultra stylized, so it looks good. And Avatar is just super realistic, but they also did Alien Creatures. So that looks really great. And then everything in between that just looks like crap. Not everything, but, you know, like Beowulf, they get this weird creepiness to it because it almost looks real. That's the Uncanny Valley. Okay,
let me just kind of butt there. It doesn't look like crap. It just looks freaky as fuck.
No, it looks like crap because of that. It just looks bad.
It doesn't look
because you compare it to real life. You're forced to compare it to real life because it's so close to it. And comparing it to real life makes that look like crap. But Pixar... Even though it's not at all like real life, you don't compare it to that because it's cartoon standards and it makes it look great. And that's totally fine.
See, actually, the first time I watched the trailer to Beowulf, because I haven't seen the film.
I haven't seen the film. I just saw the end.
I saw the trailer. I'm like, are those real people?
And it looked shitty because of the end. Like, I see the end of the movie and I was like, that's the ending of a movie?
I kind of wanted to go see it. It's just I didn't know that they were real people or not. And it was just kind of bugging me throughout the whole
thing. They're not. And once you watch it, it's immediately... You can tell.
Yeah, but
like Angelina Jolie and John Malkovich, you can see their faces, and you're like, you can recognize the actor, but you're like, oh, what happened to Angelina Malkovich?
Angelina Malkovich?
Have you seen Being John Malkovich?
No.
You should need to watch that right now. Okay, I'll just say Malkovich a lot. Malkovich, 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 Malkovich. If you've seen the movie, you're laughing your ass off right now, and you're just like pretending you're John Malkovich right now.
You've 10 listeners.
What's great about Being John Malkovich is it was made...
I know about it. I just haven't seen it.
It was made before John Malkovich was a star. And when John Malkovich was given the script, he thought it was a joke. Because he's like, you're not making a movie about me. I'm just some actor. But since then, you know, he's done a lot of good stuff. Like, before John Malkovich, I think he did Of Mice and Men. That was it. So that was his one movie.
Who was he in Of Mice and Men?
Lenny.
Seriously?
Yes! And Gary Sinise is George.
I know Gary Sinise. I recognize Gary Sinise. He's in a lot of bad movies that I like. He's also in CSI.
You know, my thing is Gary Sinise okay? Is he have, like, cancer or something? Like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't. But, like, you look at him and you look at his eyes and he looks like he's tired and he's beat up and stuff. And that's just how he is. Like, I look at him, I'm like, are you okay? You need to sit down. Like, Casey just looks pale and, like, he looks sick.
Best performance he's ever been in. Best performance he's ever been in was Forrest Gump.
Where he plays the army vet. Yeah. And he got, like, an award from the veterans and, like, he. Yeah. Which but see, that worked because Gary Sinise looks jacked up like someone that he looks like he's been to war or something. Like he's seen terrible things and he's just like, sick.
It's there's sad. A movie that I heard that I wanted to watch. It's based on a Philip K. Dick story and it's Imposter. The movie's named Imposter. I can't remember what the Philip K. Dick story was, but it's about a replicant, which is pretty much
Blade Runner?
No. But apparently that movie was...
Oh, A Scanner Darkly is about a replicant. And by a replicant, I mean Keanu Reeves acts like one.
But A Scanner Darkly was rotoscoped, which is why that one...
Scanner Darkly is a beautiful movie. It's actually a great movie. But I'm biased towards rotoscoping. I love the art style so much. Robert Downey Jr. is in it, though, and Woody Harrelson, and they're great.
I know.
Keanu Reeves is Keanu Reeves.
But Keanu Reeves has some
Keanu Reeves isn't roles. That great. But he's an intelligent guy, and he plays in intelligent stuff. So that gives me respect for him, but he's not that great of an actor.
No, but...
Because you can never get past... Whoa, excellent!
Oh, no.
Whatever happened to Ted or Bill, whatever one Keanu Reeves wasn't?
Watch him be, like, a really famous star.
Oh, you know, he won all of the best actors.
He won the best actor four times in a row. I'll check it up now.
Fun fact, there are 85 best pictures. Best director. Well, yeah, best picture also. There are 85 Oscars. But of the 85 best picture winners, 65. No, wait. I fucked up the statistic. I don't remember what it is. It has to do with best director and best picture are like always the same. I think like 65 of the best picture winners have won, or maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's just of the 85, there are 85 best directors.
I think you're confusing
65
everyone.
Directors that have won the awards. Oh man, I messed that one up.
Okay.
Thank God this is the blooper-sode. That's a good way to. That's a good thing blooper-sode? To call it. Blooper-sode? Yeah.
Okay. Keanu Reeves was Ted.
Okay, Bill, so whatever happened to Bill?
Who's Alex Winter.
Never heard of him.
Okay.
He probably died right after.
No, actually, he's done a lot of TV stuff.
Yeah.
He did, most recently, 2 Ben 10 films.
Makes him want to vomit.
And he did Bones. He was guest starred in an episode of Bones.
I don't watch that. I don't watch TV, mostly.
I'm just reading it off what it says here.
Oh, you know what I need that's to where finish? I remember him from, speaking then. Of TV, kind of. A Beast with a Billion... The Beast with a Billion Backs. I need to finish that Futurama movie, and then I will be complete with all Futurama. I will have seen everything of Futurama once I finish that movie.
Which reminds me, do you own Bender's Game yet?
Yeah, I own Bender's Game. I got that right when it was released for DVD. But then afterwards, I stopped paying attention to the DVD movies. I don't know why.
I remember you telling me that you missed one.
A Beast with a Billion Backs is the one I missed.
Yeah?
I saw Bender's... Oh, wait. Did you say Bender's Game? I'm an idiot. Bender's Big Score is the first one. That's the one I have. And I... Okay, so I just realized I'm seeing him in kind of a cool little way. See Bender's Game. Then I see Into the Wild Green Yonder, which is the last Futurama movie. And then I saw Bender's Game on TV. And now I have to see A Beast with a Billion Backs. So it went 1, 4, 3, 2. There's a cute way to see things.
You just Star Wars them.
Oh, no.
Well, he's also in Death Wish 3. Back on to Alex.
Death Wish, that has that one guy. I don't remember his name. He was in the Dirty Dozen.
Bronson.
Yeah, Charles Bronson.
Bronson, there we go. Yeah. If only he was still alive, he would.
You think I should try the impression? Why not? It's the bloopersode.
Go for it.
No one even recognizes it, so this is perfect. This is a perfect impression as far as anyone who's listening to this knows. My name's Charles Bronson. Oh, God. God. I think you've never even heard Charles Bronson, but you know that was terrible.
He's probably spinning in his grave right
Why
now.
Why do I have to try to impersonate everything?
I don't know. Impersonate me.
No, I'll never try that.
Impersonate some of our listeners, but don't mention their names.
No, thanks. Looking at you, Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. What if, we have our situation now. I'm Jimmy Stewart. I don't know why I went to Jimmy Stewart.
What if Obama actually ended up like listening to our podcast and he just
be happy?
Yeah,
and we'd have like four more. We'd have one more listener then,
who would end up promoting us or damning us?
Damning us, because Barack Obama, he's that kind.
Oh, he directed.
God, why are you still listening to this? Don't you like it when I'm being all meta? All right, back to the movies.
You're never meta.
I'm probably going to splice bloopers in between all this to make it exciting, because this is just boring as hell.
And now they know that we're boring as hell, you pompous ass. What else do you want me to look up?
I don't want you to look up shit, just talk, Edgar. Be exciting. It's all about, this is the Adam Show today. Because you're in Iowa.
I'm in Iowa?
Yeah.
Apparently.
You're going to the Republican convention, whatever, caucus.
Because I'm super Republican.
To the primary.
I'm nowhere near
you're
liberal.
You're going there, you're going to vote for Sarah Huckabee Palin, Bachman, Huntsman, Kane. You should have voted for Herman Kane, even though he's dropped out. That silence is beautiful. We could talk politics, Edgar. We could turn this into a political podcast.
I don't know what to say.
Politipod.
Politipod?
That sounds good. That sounds like an evil monster or something.
We will write a script and we will have it with Politipod.
Politipod.
It'll just
be, I am Politipod.
It'll just be a half an ass and half an elephant.
I just realized the listeners can't see me do the little robot when I do that voice. They just hear the stupid ass voice.
Oh, wait. Now, since people are probably not listening, if we can get 25 likes or 40 downloads on iTunes, we will make a special episode for you guys.
50 likes.
Okay.
Or 50 downloads. Let's go 50. Let's go 999. Like Herman Cain. We'll have to get 99. Okay, no.
No, but honestly.
Fun fact, 999 is the default program thing on the SimCity, the original SimCity. That's how the taxes are. Apparently. That's what I've heard.
Do you play Sims?
I used to play SimCity. I don't remember. I always raise taxes because you need to. If you ever play that game, you need to raise taxes. So what does that say about Herman Cain's? Why are we talking about that? We're supposed to talk about movies, Edgar. Every time I say that, we just talk about something else.
Because we can't stick on the topic of movies.
When is Jose going to get here? Because we're just recording for giggles. Yes. I'm probably not going to use this streamline. I'm going to edit the shit out of this.
The shit out of this?
Yeah.
Shit.
Like your lines, basically.
What?
I'm just That's a good one. That'll go in.
No. Ah, God, my ear.
Edgar, you don't have an ear. You're Vincent Van Gogh.
Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah.
I still have one ear.
You're that guy from Reservoir Dogs. The
no.
cop.
No.
Yes.
Bro, no, we do a little talk dance. About that.
I know. I saw Reservoir Dogs and I forgot to talk about it. I saw it so long ago now. It's like ancient history.
It's ancient history. How long ago was that? Like a week and a half ago?
It was during the Rocky Sode.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
So you watched it in between Rocky and the filming.
And the what?
Okay, not the filming. The recording.
No, I saw it before Rocky, but It was... That would be the episode I would talk about it in. What the hell are you doing with your eyes, Edgar? They can't see that. You can imagine it, though. It was big and it was looking to the left. All right,
Now you impersonate me, you...
Yeah, no. But they can't hear it. Let's do more celebrity impressions, Edgar.
Let's go for it.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Celebrity impressions with Adam Kara.
Oh, there's a boxer dude. The dude that does the boxing things. If I can remember how he did it. He was in a Woody Allen movie. So that's how I saw him, because I wasn't alive when he did announcing.
Keanu Reeves.
No, what?
No, impersonation.
Oh, Keanu. Keanu Reeves. Whoa. I can't do, like, Matrix Keanu. I can do like Bill and Ted Keanu.
We gotta go rescue the princess.
I have to do that noise because you can't see me air guitar. Though they played a sound when they actually did the air guitar. And we need to get to Bill and Ted. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, who was going to... Oh, the box... No, I'm not even going to do that. No one even knows who he is.
Do it anyway.
I don't know what to say. Hello, I am Keanu Reeves here at the stadium. This is terrible. I'll edit that out.
No, you leave it in.
No. Anyway, give me another celebrity.
I'm thinking of celebrities. Off the mic, you were doing Christian Bale. Do Batman.
I didn't do Christian Bale off the mic. I can do Batman. Christian Bale's Batman. Go Anyone can do that, though. That's been played to death.
Well, then do Adam West's Batman.
Oh, I used to be able to do Adam West. I can't anymore.
Try it.
No.
Come on.
I can just visualize. I know when I can't do an impression.
Robin Williams.
You can't do Robin Williams.
Why not? This is really upsetting. I'm not
Frank Caliendo. I can't do anything.
Oh.
My impressions are terrible. We all know that. The only one that's good is
Jimmy Stewart.
Your Christopher Walken isn't that bad either.
No, Christopher Walken's terrible. Terrible Christopher Walken. Did you see that? That was terrible. You didn't know who I was there. I was just being retarded. Uh-oh, I said that word. You gotta edit that out.
I realized you just used that in the...
I don't even know why we're still recording. I'm not going to use half of this.
You'll use 3/4 of it.
I'm hitting the microphone. Okay, now we're just getting stupid.
Pass me the munchos.
Oh, the munchos, Edgar! You don't get any munchos. You haven't deserved it. There you go.
Oh, thank you. I thought I didn't deserve them. My munchos.
You deserve them now. Edgar, just eat some munchos and stop dicking around with the bag.
I like taking around with the bag.
Now hand me those munchos after dicking around with them. Okay, we need to do something good so I can use something.
We have a lot of good stuff there.
You'll be a celebrity. What are you looking around for, a celebrity? Oh, look on the wall. There's a celebrity there.
Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke? Oh, what was it? I can only do like that. I can only do in my Adam way of doing things, and that it's terrible. That one scene from Iron Man?
Go for it.
What was it? I don't remember what it was. Oh, no. You'll lose. That should have been a meme, but it never was. Like, I always thought that'd be a great meme. Like, you, in some situation where you lose, but you say that to them. You'll lose. Where is the bird?
Where's the bird?
I don't know. Oh, the cockatoo. And there's Sam Rockwell. And he's like, oh, game over, man.
The bird isn't the
That's not room. Sam Rockwell. What is that? Bruce Paxton? Uh-oh. That's not a name.
Bill Bixby.
Bill Paxton. That's it. Uh-huh. That was Paxton.
How about Bill Bixby?
Who's Bill Bixby?
You don't know who Bill Bixby is?
Give me a movie.
He played the Incredible Hulk.
I did not see the Incredible Hulk. I saw Ed Norton's Incredible Hulk.
The TV show.
Oh, I never saw the TV show.
No?
I know who you're talking about. He's in the game.
Yeah, he probably is.
He does the voice of the Hulk in the Incredible Hulk game. The Ultimate Destruction one.
No, he's dead. He's been dead since 1991.
Okay, he didn't do that voice. I guess it was someone else. We'll meet another celebrity.
Lou Ferrigno.
Lou Ferrigno? That sounds really familiar.
You don't know who Lou Ferrigno is either.
Just give me the movie.
He was in I Love You, Man.
I never saw that.
Yeah, you never watch anything. Ryan Ronaldo. From what you've seen in the trailer.
Ryan Ronaldo.
That's what you called him.
I can't do Ryan Reynolds.
Who was his co-star?
Kumar. And Harold.
He wasn't in that. Yes, it was.
Yeah. That's why I said first one. I haven't seen any of those movies, but I know that he's Val Kilmer's White Castle. It's not Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer is an actor.
No, I know.
Van Wilder. Come on, Andrew, you didn't even catch that.
No. I was trying to remember where he was in.
Oh. Or maybe you were trying to remember where Val Kilmer is.
Val Kilmer is
Batman 3.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing that comes to mind, but he's done so much better than that. He was,
Realize, you're Lizard not always King. Known for the best thing you've been
that's
in.
That's true. You're known for the worst thing you've been in, often.
I'm starting to think of an actor who's known for only his best works.
Morgan Freeman. Actually, I don't know Morgan Freeman for work. I just know Morgan Freeman. He's that powerful. He's just Morgan Freeman. Like, I don't even need to say what movie he's been in.
He's in a movie. It'll just immediately become famous. Honestly, I would go and see a movie just because he's in it. That's why I went to go see Bruce Almighty. No.
Jim Carrey, though.
Oh, wow. I like Jim Carrey.
Me too.
I thought you didn't.
Someone Did said you see Man on the Moon?
No, I haven't.
With Andy Kaufman, speaking of Danny DeVito. Danny DeVito's in that.
We weren't speaking of Danny DeVito.
We were at some point in time.
So if I just bring up anything, I'll just say, speaking of this, and it'll just engage the conversation.
I did it. Has Jose come in here?
I haven't told him yet. He told me to text him when he was...
Tell him to come here!
Yeah, I'll tell him now. He'll come over here. It'll probably take him like 3 hours. Knowing Jose.
You know. A car. Car might break down on him, though.
Oh, a car broke down on me not long ago. The whole rim basically popped the hell out of the tire.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah. It was fucking marvelous. Yeah, big deal, guys. We just had to travel home, and I'm on a very tight schedule. Oh, decided to pop now.
Well, it didn't get in the way of the podcast, so who cares?
I guess not.
Now what?
Now we wait.
No, we don't wait. We need to keep talking about things. We're recording.
Ed Norton.
Can't do Ed Norton impression. I can do an impression of Barney. No, I can't. I can do Yogi the Bear and Boo Boo.
Go for it.
This one I can do Boo Boo. Yogi not so much.
Go Yogi first because we want to have.
Hey Boo Boo, why don't you get us a picnic basket? Okay, Yogi. Droopy! Droopy's the impression! I remember finally. Droopy is the impression that I could do.
Okay, Yogi, I want to introduce you to my friend.
Oh, I lose. I can't do a boo-boo for very long.
But I can do a Droopy. I'm happy. But a secret, pet.
Did I ever record?
I don't think you Droopy? Recorded I don't Droopy. Think I did. I remember you telling me that.
I did it to you, though. I did it. I Droopied you. That sounds bad. Sounds real bad. Oh no, a Muncho! Alright, I got it. I almost dropped a Muncho. I mean,
I almost dropped a Muncho.
Explain to them how a Muncho tastes.
Muncho tastes like fucking magic, man.
It's like eating a fairy.
That should be on the Muncho bag. It tastes like fucking magic.
They're just fried fairies now. It's just take a bite.
So,
you know, fucking Twinkerbell.
Let me explain to the reading listeners, viewers,
writers.
What munchers writers. What munchos are. Munchos, a light tasting, crispy snack. Potato crisps. Guaranteed potato fresh crisps. Until printed date. $2 only. Reach for Munchos brand when you want a light-tasting snack packed with full potato flavor and a crispy crunch. Once you try this delicious snack, you'll keep coming back for more.
Keep you coming. Won't.
I was thinking about reading this in Christopher Walken.
Go for it.
Once you try this delicious snack. I can't. That's not Christopher Walken. Let me listen to him real quick. And I'm just going to continue recording. Fuck it, you know?
Just F it.
I have to listen to some Christopher Walken to get into the Walken mood. Walken Dead?
Just start walking.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, YouTube, load.
This is going to provide a really weird echo. Internet, you know that, right?
So I can't do it on the computer. Going to do it on my phone because I got 3G.
Oh.
Shut up, IMDb. Don't give me ads on my phone.
I take it the internet's out.
Yes, I just said that.
Okay.
I sang it, actually.
See, I don't listen to you singing. Cause you know,
everyone listens to
Jimmy Stewart. Everyone listens to Jimmy Stewart sing. I think I'm not even going to talk like Adam anymore. I'm just going to do it.
Oh, Jesus. This is getting bad.
Why are you still alive?
Why are you still listening?
Because they love us.
Yo, YouTube, come on.
They love us.
Come on, YouTube.
They care for us.
It needs more cowbell.
We don't need more cowbell. We need a damn kangaroo.
Want to try this delicious snack.
We should
keep coming back for more. You won't even believe. Such a light, tasting crisp. It's so mouth-watering. Reach for Munchos brand. When you want a light-tasting snack. Why does it keep saying that?
What? Like taking...
Crisp. That's an X, not a C. C-H-I-R-I-S-T-O. P-H-E-R. Oh, Christopher Walken's list. Who's Christopher Hitchens?
I don't know.
He was number one on the suggest.
Hitchens.
Yeah, Hitchens. Christopher Walken's Three Little Piglinos.
Hitchens.
What are you even saying? Are you okay, Edgar? You're not funny like me. I hate on you so much. Here we go.
You know, that's going to provide a horrible sound for everyone there. You might want to mute your mic. Don't you love the laugh track?
Yeah.
We should get one. There were three little pigs.
All right. Once upon a time. No, I can't do it, Edgar. Especially after listening to him, I sound worse.
Why don't you try? It's a delicious snack. You'll keep coming back for more. You won't even believe.
Such a lot. I'll just do it as Jimmy Stewart. That's the only person I can do.
Really? Why don't you, try?
Just interrogate
it's
it.
It's delicious. Christopher Walken.
Slam its head up against your
desk. Jimmy Stewart Walken.
Help me, Edgar. Help. I can't stop Christopher Walken again. This happened once when I was walking with Joey. I did a Christopher Walken impression. I couldn't stop. Even though it's not a good Christopher Walken impression, just talking with those inflections. You go up and you go down. Like a good way of a Walken. You can't stop. When
eat
you try to impersonate anyone
some
else.
Munchos. Maybe the Munchos
eat
will
some
save
Munchos.
You.
Munchos. A light-tasting, delicious snack,
I thought you were
going to
start singing
Chris.
Muncho, Muncho Man.
Muncho, Muncho Man.
Would this be considered advertisement?
What?
Would this be considered shameless promotion?
Mm-hmm. The Munchos are sold everywhere, Edgar. Oh, what? They are. Munchos are owned by Cheetos. What the hell? Look.
Wow.
I thought it was, like, grocery outlet brand. That's not, apparently.
Did you get them from grocery outlet?
Mm-hmm.
They look like something from the dollar store.
I
was going to say, you got shit.
Those look like in the background of a movie.
We've stated this. Off the mic, granted, but we've stated this.
The snack that smiles back. Munchos. They make you smile.
Bill Cosby!
What?
I know Bill Cosby.
Go Bill Cosby.
And the Munchos and the thing with the snack crisp and your light taste and your blah, 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 gelatin.
Is there something wrong with his speech?
Is there nothing wrong with the Bill Cosby and the impression?
No, I'm talking
terrible...
about the actual Bill Cosby.
Autism. No, he doesn't.
He has autism? Because that would... His speech. Impression.
Don't laugh. You laughed at autism, Edgar. Makes you a fucked up person. I am not Christopher Walken, but I still am doing his impression. I think he's taking over...
Christopher Walken is now.
I seriously, Adam. Once I start Christopher Walken in, it just takes over.
Walking in?
Yeah.
When you start walking like Christopher?
I don't know. You remember me and Ants, Edgar?
I remember you in.
Do you remember me with Morgan Freeman and that guy in Jurassic Park 3? I protected a painting. A painting and a shot terrorists.
Do
it. But that was actually a Muncho, a dream sequence.
I think I'm getting better. I'll just title the episode Christopher Walken.
I gotta stay in character.
Just call it Munchos.
Munchos, brought to you by Christopher Walken. I have a burping. I have a Christopher Walken.
This Edgar, podcast come on, should be submitted.
Do your impression of Christopher Walken.
I don't have an impression of Christopher Walken.
I know, because you're not talented like me. Christopher Walken. You're not as talented. I'm starting to sound like Ed Norton. Ed Norton from The Honeymooners. And no, Ed Norton, he does a little thing. Come on, Fred. Barney, you know he's copying me. Ed Norton.
Barney.
Mm-hmm.
The Flintstones.
Flintstones Barney? Rips off of The Honeymooners. Good for walking.
Except I know who the Flintstones are, and I don't know who the Honeymooners are. He's dead with his mouth wide open.
You look at the munchos in my mouth, Edgar.
No.
I have a problem. I can't stop. That sounds like I got
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
I think that's the best way on how to snap you out of it.
No, it's not.
Keep talking, Edgar. The microphone's far away.
The microphone's far away.
Are they gonna drink? Whee! I'm tired of it being in my head.
This is why I have mine around my neck.
But then I can turn my head and it woo, Doppler effect. Doppler effect.
You're being too scientific for our listeners.
I can't even spell Doppler. D-O-double-G-R.
No.
No. No. Oh, Edgar died now. Here, have some munchos, Edgar. The snack that's miles back. Munchos.
I could have sworn those were goldfish.
No. Goldfish don't smile. They scream in pain. We have not talked about... Well, we had Christopher Walken with us. And Jimmy Stewart.
I just imagine pulling like a whole bag of goldfish crackers.
Goldfish munchos. You don't like the cookers? The cookers, Edgar?
I do.
There's too much belching going on here.
On your part.
Okay, now they're just listening to us eat. I wish this was a live.
A muncho.
Or a live episode.
That's why I said if we have enough listeners.
If we get 50, I'll do a live one. You don't want any more munchos? Because I've been hogging them. That's it. No more munchos for the Edgar Ono. And that's it for the bloopersode. I promise next week we will hopefully have an actual episode if Edgar comes back from Louisiana. So, thanks for listening.